This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Isaacs and Isaacs, attorneys at law, address on file. Dear counselor, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Gregory Maxwell, please note the following medical letter, period. Gregory is a first name, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Maxwell is M-A-X-W-E-L-L. On January 16th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 61-year-old male, height 6'1" tall, weight 250 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an injury on or about April 30th of 2022, period. He was driving a moped crossing a railroad crossing where there was apparent hole, a pothole, period. The patient hit the hole and fell, period. He landed hitting his head and wound up on his side, period. The moped pinned his right foot, period. He had immediate pain in his right eye, comma, face, comma, right foot, comma, head, comma, right knee, comma, and left hand, period. Despite treatment present day, he is still having problems with his right foot and pain involving his right orbital region, period. New paragraph. His right foot pain is described as constant, period. He initially had a hematoma, period. It is a burning, throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. It is worse with walking, period. It is a non-radiating type pain, period. The patient did develop infection and blood clots and was hospitalized 9 to 10 days with 2 admissions, period. New paragraph. His right orbital pain is described as constant, period. It is a burning and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day he was seen in the emergency room at IU Health, Ball Memorial Hospital, in Muncie, Indiana, period. He was admitted for approximately 3 days, period. They cleaned his wound and did various diagnostic studies, including CAT scans, period. He had blood clots in his right leg and both lungs, period. He was given Lovenox shots as well as anticoagulation and antibiotics, period. When he was released, he followed up with a podiatrist, Dr. Reed, R-E-E-D, who cleaned his wound and took care of the hematoma, period. He was seen in the emergency room an additional time due to extreme pain and swelling as well as infection, period. He was admitted for approximately 1 week with antibiotics and pain medicine as well as wound cleaning, period. He is still on oral blood thinners, period. He was given a wound vac that was initially on his foot and later removed, period. He has been seen at the wound center weekly for approximately 3 months, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems walking over 2 blocks, comma, inability to run, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, and sleeping, period. New paragraph, the patient is on multiple medications, including pain medicines, comma, medicines for heart failure, comma, COPD, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, and diabetic neuropathy, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter pain medicines, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for chronic pain syndrome in his back, comma, arthritis, comma, heart failure, comma, COPD, comma, diabetes, comma, and diabetic neuropathy, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals 2 surgeries on his left shoulder, comma, bilateral hands, comma, right foot, comma, cyst remove, an extensive amount of cysts removed, comma, and cataract surgery, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the following, period. The patient never injured his right foot in the past, period. The patient stepped on a pied needle and injuring his right big toe with infection approximately 2016 that resulted in amputation of the big toe that year, period. The second toe had an ulcer from the shoe resulting in amputation in 2017, period. The foot did heal after the surgery, period. In 2019, his right foot swelled and had infection that resulted in surgery and 30 days of antibiotics, period. His right foot healed completely until the moped injury of 2022, period. The patient has not had prior automobile accidents, only minor automobile accidents, period. The patient was admitted in the hospital approximately 1994 for 2 days due to a head and chest injury that had no permanency, period. He had a work injury to the left rotator cuff in 1995 with surgery due to a fall, period. In 2014, bilateral hands sustained frostbite injury with loss of parts of the digits, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that he was retired at the time of the moped injury and did not miss work, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Emergency room progress note from IU Bull Memorial Hospital states 59-year-old male presents after a moped collision, was driving a moped when he hit a pothole really hard and fell onto the right side, period. Complains of headache, comma, right knee abrasions, comma, right foot abrasions, comma, left hand pain, comma, and right elbow abrasions, period. He does not take blood thinners, period. On physical examination, they noted several abnormalities and documented them, period. They did a CT of the abdomen and pelvis, comma, chest, comma, head, comma, CT of the cervical spine, comma, x-rays of the foot, comma, x-rays of the hand, comma, and x-rays of the knee, period. Assessment was 1, moped accident with multiple abrasions, 2, bilateral pulmonary embolus, 3, right knee abrasion and foot abrasion, 4, right periorbital hematoma and ecchymosis, period. He was admitted to the hospitalist, period. CT of the chest, April 30th. Showed bilateral pulmonary emboli, period. An addendum to the admitting note on May 1st, 2022, presents to the ED after a moped accident, period. Workup was done in the ED and patient was found to have an incidental finding for pulmonary embolus, period. He says he is doing better now and tells that he did have pulmonary embolus and DVT in the past also, period. He had an episode of DVT in 2009, followed by PE, and was on anticoagulation for almost a year, period. Provider progress note. From IU Bull Memorial Hospital. Patient was found to have an incidental finding of bilateral PE. He is currently asymptomatic, period. Started on anticoagulation, period. Discharge notes at IU Boyle Memorial Hospital. Discharge date, May 3rd, 2022. Discharge diagnosis, 1, pulmonary embolus, 2, MVA, 3, diabetes mellitus, 4, neuropathy, 5, BPH, 6, congestive heart failure, 7, stage 2 moderate COPD. Incidental findings of bilateral pulmonary emboli was started on heparin drip, period. Radiography, April 30th, 2022, x-rays of the foot, no acute bony abnormalities, period. Emergency room physician progress note for the second emergency room admission, May 20th, 2022. I have a photograph showing the large wound present. They state presents to the emergency room department with right foot wound, period. Patient injury of his foot 3 weeks ago when he crashed his moped, period. Underwent debridement this past Tuesday, period. Over the last 2 to 3 days, he has increased swelling, comma, redness of the right leg with increased discharge from the wound, period. Was concerned with infection and came into the emergency department for further evaluation, period. The abnormalities were documented and noted on the physical examination, including a wound of 6 by 5 centimeters, period. There was also purulent drainage, period. Assessment was wound to the foot, disposition. Patient was admitted to the hospitalist, period. Admission note, May 21st, 2022. Assessment was wound of foot. Podiatry consulted in the ED, period. Discharge planning on May 21st, 2022. Patient admitted for infection of right foot wound, comma, which occurred when he was in a moped accident 3 weeks ago and developed a hematoma, period, on IV antibiotics, period. Discussed wound vac with patient, period. Provider progress note, May 25th, 2022, states acute deep vein thrombosis of the right femoral vein, period. I have another photograph of the wound, period. Podiatry visit note, May 18th, 2022. Patient seen for evaluation of wound right foot, period. Patient was in an accident on a moped on April 30th, 2022. His right foot was trapped underneath, period. He was found to have bilateral pulmonary embolus, period. He is now on Eliquis, period. Relates developed a hematoma over the dorsal lateral aspect of the right foot, which has broken open and been draining and bleeding, period. Impression and plan included hematoma of the right foot, period. Patient is at risk due to neurovascular compromise in the feet, period. Debridement of the hematoma and S-char, right foot, S-char is E-S-C-H-A-R. Procedure performed, debridement of the ulcer right foot with a number 10 blade, period. Progress note, June 23rd, 2022. Patient had a wreck driving a moped, period. Was hospitalized and underwent debridement of the hematoma at bedside, period. He was found to have an acute femoral DVT in the right lower extremity on the hospital admission. He is now on Lovenex, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the moped injury of April 30th, 2022 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today, the patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed a large vertical scar involving the right anterior lower leg, period. There was a 5 by 4 centimeter round scar involving the right lateral aspect of the foot near the ankle period. Both these scars are due to the moped injury period. There were several missing distal digits of the bilateral hands due to old frostbite injuries period. ENT examination revealed diffuse tenderness involving the entire right orbit, circular in nature, period. It was also sensitive to touch, period. ENT examination was otherwise unremarkable, period. Pupils were equally reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid and normal cervical range of motion, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Lumbar examination was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart rate was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lower extremities revealed a normal left lower extremity, period. Examination of the right foot was abnormal, period. The right foot was missing digits 1 and 2 due to an old injury, period. Due to this moped injury, there was diminished range of motion of the right foot and ankle, period. There was tenderness to palpation of the right lateral foot near the ankle, period. There was palpable heat of the right foot, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of the right ankle, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished sensation of the right lateral foot and plantar aspect of the foot, period. Reflexes were normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, right leg and right foot trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, abrasions, comma, hematomas, comma, open wound development, comma, wound infection, comma, deep vein thrombophlebitis of the right femoral vein, requiring second hospitalization of May 20th, 2022, period. For diagnoses 1 above, this required 2 hospitalizations, period. Diagnosis number 2 is right orbital trauma, comma, pain, comma, periorbital hematoma, comma, and ecchymosis, period. Diagnosis 3, multiple abrasions. Diagnosis 4, bilateral pulmonary embolus reactivation with possible direct relationship but not proven to the moped injury, period. Diagnosis 5, right knee abrasions and trauma, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the moped injury of April 30th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I would like to state that the patient does have permanent impairments as a result of this moped injury that would involve his right foot and permanent right orbital pain, period. I am not going to quantify the impairment rating at this time as it is unnecessary, but it is important to note that the patient will have diminished range of motion in his right foot and ankle for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will continue to have right foot, comma, ankle, comma, and right orbital pain for the remainder of his life, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing medication at an estimated cost of $100 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will require specific orthotics in his right foot at an estimated cost of $600, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.